Hello, this is Emma. I hope you're doing really well. We're in a different setting for this video. It's daytime and there is natural light everywhere. We're in my office and it's full of green plants and crystals and pictures. Crystal balls, wooden furniture. It's really nice and relaxing in here. It's quite warm because there's a window on the ceiling. And there are lots of clouds in the sky and they're moving across and the light will change a bit. And there's a large glass, two windows and doors on this side. It always smells of essential oils or incense in here. You just feel really calm walking through the door. My friends like to come in here and just same with the single shed. It's really calm and chilled in there. It just has this vibe. It's only ever been calming and quiet in there. And you can feel it when you walk in. It's really nice. So, I just thought that it was a nice day to film in here. And the animals are around in the garden. The cats are sleeping. It's a really warm day, and there's one down here, actually. Loki's here. Loki is the grey tabby, and he's down at my feet. He was licking himself before, but he's just relaxing now, listening to me. His ears are turned to listening. And so I found a few things from the office, from around the place. Office doesn't sound like the right word for this room, but it's where I do my editing and everything else. And I picked a few things, perhaps nice sounding things, interesting things to talk about and to listen to. So I'll get started with one of them. So let's try this one because it's the first one to hand. This is a sand timer, glass one, and it has purple sand. Can see. And I got this because when I'm editing, and I spend a lot of time at the week, during the week, editing, I find it hard to stay focused, as you can imagine. Not that much happens to focus on and to stay alert for. I watch through all the footage and edit as I go along. It takes quite a while. So, to stop my mind from wandering and thinking of jobs that I could do quickly, because sometimes I stop and think, oh, I was supposed to pay that bill, or do this, or do that. And if I do that, then the editing takes a really long time. Or answer this email, or do this quickly. So I turn this on, turn this over, and it's a 60-minute timer, and I have to keep going till the end, and it really works. It really helps me. I have this one, and I have a smaller white one, which is 30 minutes, but this is the one I use all the time. So it's the summer holidays now, and the kids in the area are playing outside, laughing and shouting in their gardens, cycling up and down the streets, and the neighbours are out doing their gardens, and you can hear lawnmowers and hedge cutters, cars, planes, it's all going on. So the mics might pick up on something in the background. I heard the neighbours had some friends around earlier, but I can't hear them just now. Be nice to use it in a video. Well, this is in a video, but in another one, really close up with the camera. I was thinking of doing that, perhaps with a meditation over or different sounds, layered sounds. But the sand is quite glittery, and once you start looking at it. It's hard to stop. That's the ginger one. Just go and let her in and I'll be back. She wants to go inside and have some biscuits. Won't be a second. Flat on the ends, so it stands up. And it's tough and glass. The sand is really shimmering in the sunlight coming from up there. So I recommend one of those above an electronic one. They're much more relaxing and fun. And on my shelf I have two pots of this incense here. It's by Star Child in Glastonbury in England, and they do all sorts of nice things, candles, essential oils and different types of incense, and this is a natural incense, like an old school incense. It's a resin mixed with herbs, wood chips, essential oils and gums. And I think that the pot sounds really nice. Pure magical blend of herbs, gums, resins and wood chips infused with essential oils and absolutes. So the way to burn this is on one of those charcoal discs, and the light's really playing with us, and I don't know if you've seen them. Have some somewhere. They're a charcoal disc shape circle with a little dip in the top, and you just light the end. They sound really nice actually. And pop your resin in the middle once it's all glowing, and slowly the resin melts and the scent of is diffused into the air. And this one is called Gaia. It's a Gaia blend, earth blend. It's very earthy, as you can imagine. It's sort of sandalwoody, musky. It's really nice. Sub video of all of these sounds, burning the incense and close up sounds of the sand. It does those little ridges at the bottom. So I do have some frankincense resin as well, and if I burn this and or just the frankincense on the disc, I would do it when the door is wide open and have it by the door, because the charcoal disc and the resin is really strong, and this is a small room, so nice with the door open and it floats around. You can see there's a piece of resin there. Might be able to see, I don't know. It's amber coloured. And then pop the lid back on. I do like a nice lid, especially one like this. They're metal ones. So there it is. Let's take a look at this. Oh, it's heavy. Move it out of the, I don't know if the colour will come up probably on the camera. Perhaps it's a large piece of blue Johnstone or Derbyshire spar. It's is a rare type of fluorite, and it has this beautiful, deep purple colour. There's a loose bit there. It's from the Treak Cliff mine in Castleton, Derbyshire. And I was there earlier this year when I filmed with Whispering Live. And afterwards, stayed behind a bit longer and did some sightseeing. Went to the Treak Cliff mine, and it was a really amazing place. Just the air in the mine, we went quite far down, and the air's so fresh, and there was water running, and all the different crystals were exposed in the walls. I really, really liked being in there. It felt really good. And then there's a shop at the top, and they have different crystals that they've had delivered in, and then their own that they've mined in their own mine. So the Blue Johnstone, it's usually in the slices you would see stripes of different colours, and this just happens to be a purple piece, and I just thought that it was beautiful. And I'm a sucker for crystals and big pieces. So I went a bit crazy that day. And as I was with my husband Nam, and as we were walking up from the car park up the hill, there's a really tiny car park right at the bottom, and then you walk quite far up to the top of the hill, and that's the entrance to the caves. And then you go into the shop, and at the back of the shop there's a door, and there's what's it called? There's like an old phone box, the blue phone box from Doctor Who, over the door, so it looks like you're going into another dimension. And then you follow the door. So as we were walking up the hill, there was a lady there with her little dog, and she had some friends with her, and she watches ASMR. We were just in the middle of nowhere, and there was hardly anyone else around on a weekday as well. And that was really special. She said hello, and we had a little chat. It was really nice, and I'll remember that when I look at this as well. It was a really nice day. It's very windy up there, and when you come out of the caves and finish the tour, you come out to this just amazing view, and that it was quite foggy that day, but it was still really beautiful. Derbyshire and the Peak District is just such a beautiful place. So there we are. Shall I tap on it a bit? Lots of different shades of purple. This loose bit is actually quite nice. I'll have to look after it though, so it doesn't come off. It's just wedged in there. It's had a knock by the looks of it. Perhaps I'll take a picture of it for Instagram so that you can really see the colour, because the light from the ceiling is whiting it out a bit. There you go, you can see now. That's much better. Sunshine through the ceiling was way too bright, wasn't it? So I went inside and got an umbrella and propped it up on a stand, and it's blocking out the light. You can see it's still there. That's better. You can see the purple. And you can see me as well. Okay, so the next thing is kind of like old school, this channel, and something I bought the other week from the hobby shop, Hobbycraft, or craft store, and I thought that I could recreate a video I made a long time ago on the channel making candles, because it was really fun. I haven't done it in a while, made candles. So I bought this bag of wax flakes. And I remember at the time the bag was really tingly and crunchy and nice. It actually smells really nice as well, soy flakes. Inside, have a nice crunch. Out of the bag, they're nice as well, but I'll save that for the video. . 100% soy wax for making candles in containers. I have quite a few tins that I've saved from old candles, so I can refill those with this and find a nice recipe for an aromatherapy blend. Hopefully that'll turn out nice. Something quite musky, like the incense, would be nice. Still a bit bright, not too bad. Keep slipping because it's hot. So when we had the few days of really, really hot weather here, or hot for us anyway, the Dingle Shed was the best place to be because it's always cool in there. It's so well soundproofed and insulated. Keeps the heat out and the cold in. And in the winter, if I have the heater on, I only need to have it on for a short while and then the room stays warm. So it's a good place to be. And when it was really hot, the animals really loved it in there. They all went to sleep. That's a nice amount of crunch and crinkle. And you'll see behind me that there is some tea in the kettle. I've used that kettle before in videos. Getting croaky, sorry. And so I have to show some tea, of course. A box of Echinacea by Heath and Heather, herbal pioneers since 1920. And it's pure 100% Echinacea, which tastes pretty nice. We haven't had a tea video for a while, have we? Well, we've had some this year. Some stuff to make different kinds of tea videos, so I'll get the things out and figure out a nice setting for it. I do love a cardboard box tapping sound. Colour's really nice on this box. Heath and Heather, organic echinacea, naturally caffeine-free echinacea infusion with subtle, savoury, spiced undertones. So, I wanted to show you something I'm quite proud of in this room, and as I said, I have a lot of plants, and some of them are doing really well, some of them not so much. Some of them need repotting and just some trimming and probably less water. And less light, because it's quite bright in here. But this one here was from the one of the local DIY shops, and they often have really upset looking plants in there, don't they? And this particular day there were some, you can see it, some cheese plants, Monstera. This one looked like it was on its way out, and it was reduced. It just had two leaves. One looked okay, and the other one was all dry and brown and horrid. So I rescued it, kept it in the same pot. So trimmed off the dying leaf and watered it and gave it some food. And had it on the floor by the tall window. and I've had it for just under a year now, and it's grown a lot, so it's ready to be repotted now. Started sprouting, took a long time to sprout a new leaf, and then once it started, it carried on, and it was really nice to see. It's quite satisfying. So this was the leaf that everything came from, this one. And I think it's had a bit too much light, so there's a bit, you can see the veins just there, and that feels like to me like it's had a bit too much light by the window, and I keep moving it away and it keeps growing towards the window. Looks to me like it's a little bit singed with the sun, but it's definitely ready for a new pot. It's grown over the last week, it's grown this root, this random root out here, and another one there. So it's ready for a bigger pot, and then I think it's just going to really, really grow, which is quite exciting. These plants aren't great for cats, so it's better off in this room here. And the cats do hang out in here, but they don't go near any of these plants here. There's one that's chewed, and that's the only one that, and that's one of them that they would be okay with. I've always found that the cats that I've had don't tend to go near anything that's bad for them anyway. But it's best not to have the plants that are toxic for them too much around the house where they are mostly. They're not in here as often, they just kind of walk in, have a little sleep and walk out again. They don't really explore the things, the plants. So this one will be fine, and I'll have it elevated eventually as well. I'm going to get a little table to put it. And yeah, so it's doing really well. That didn't make it. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 leaves now, and some roots. So, and I put a cane in to support this leaf here. I'll buy one of those supports from Monstera's at the garden centre. And you stack them on top of each other and then tie all the leaves to them, and they grow really tall. I have a friend who's got one all the way up to the ceiling and then across the top of the ceiling. It's really nice. So that's my aim for this one. But it's doing really well. I've got just the pot for it. And they like it when you talk to them and tell them how beautiful they are. They like the love vibes and the happy vibes, as well as sunlight and air and water. So the water I give them is either filtered if possible, or I run water from the hose outside into a bucket and leave it to stand for a few days. But usually filtered water. But yes, if you know about the veiny look, so where is it? looks a bit like it's faded in the light. Can you see that? If you know about that, perhaps you can tell me if I'm on the right track. So my battery's about to die. That's my cue to say goodnight. Now the sun's gone in a little bit, it's not so bright. I hope you enjoyed those sounds and hanging out together in the office. And I'll see you soon, lots of love.